Yes, we all know how smartphones have revolutionized our lives. But did you know they could actually save your life, providing vital information to your doctor? We're going to show you why wireless medicine is the future of health. Hi, I'm Robin Roberts. Next time you need a medical opinion, you might want your smartphone to make a house call. In fact, wireless medicine could be just what the doctor ordered.
The sound of a child wailing with the excruciating pain of an earache. Well, it's every parent's nightmare.
You have to either go to the ER or you have to wait with sick kids up all night crying and fevers and the stress of knowing that they're sick and not being able to do anything about it.
Some might say it's as hard on the parents as it is on the child.
They're up all night and you're up all night. You definitely feel very helpless.
Annie and her husband Scott have two children, Elena and Eloise.
My first daughter, the first time she had an infection, we didn't know it. We took her in for just a checkup because she'd been sick. The doctor said she has a terrible ear infection and we had missed it.
Not long after, she was told about a new wireless device.
We were asked to be a part of the pilot program in California using the otoscopes.
Which Annie tried out one night when once again she knew something wasn't right with her daughter.
It's really easy. It clicks right in over the camera. You take a video, essentially, of her eardrum. It automatically pops up a little text message that says, "Do you want to send this video to a pediatrician?"
Which she did, because the particular device she used allows parents, for a fee, to send the results to pediatricians on call.
You want to watch?
Yeah.
What's so nice about it is that you can reach the doctor 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
It was confirmed. Her daughter had an ear infection.
The doctor talked me through it and offered to call in a prescription if we wanted it. So it's really saved us a lot of time, a lot of stress, a lot of sleepless nights.
And once a diagnosis has been made, along with the treatment plan, it's not only the child who feels better.
It really gives you a lot of peace of mind to sleep that night.
This is, again, emblematic of where medicine is headed.
Dr. Eric Topol is considered the foremost pioneer in the use of wireless medicine.
It seems as if the future is now.
The smartphone is capable of getting all this data for each person about themselves in the real world and real-time streaming, whether it's blood pressure and glucose, heart rhythm, or doing a physical exam, like a child with an ear exam.
While this digital otoscope is not yet nationwide, many other wireless medical devices are, such as the AliveCor, which Terrence O'Reilly can tell you has changed his life ever since one unforgettable and frightening day.
I felt my heart was kind of going irregular. I didn't know what was going on. Very fast, beating all crazy. And so my son felt it, and he said, "Dad, you know, I got to take you to the emergency room."
He was experiencing extreme atrial fibrillation, or AFib.
And they ultimately had to reboot me. So they take those paddles and, you know, shock you to bring it back into rhythm. And that was kind of a wake-up call.
On the recommendation of a friend and the go-ahead from his doctor, he got a wireless device that attaches to his phone.
Put my fingers on it, and you can see the scan real-time. I'll take an EKG reading, you know, on the order of, you know, 2-3 times a day. If I see something irregular, I can go ahead and send that to the doctor.
And beyond that, you could have the computer, your phone, read the cardiogram for you, so you don't have to go to the doctor or the emergency room.
There's also a little area where you can put notes. You know, did I have a lot of coffee? Did I drink a lot the night before? Did I sleep well? So those types of things that can help me to determine, you know, why I go into AFib.
This is so prototypic of all the things that are changing, of data generated by you on your device about you.
For Terrence, the monitor doesn't replace seeing his cardiologist, but the regular monitoring of his heart gives him reassurance.
For those people who want to take charge, who want to have their data and information, and go into this kind of enlightened phase of medicine, then it's an opportunity, and I think it's an extraordinary one.
This is a brave new world that we're discussing, and if we're going to be completely honest, which we are, there is some resistance. Where are we with that?
People are worried about privacy and security. that this data flow through their smartphone, little devices, where is that going to go? And that's a legitimate concern. Whenever you have change, especially in the medical community, right, you've got resistance just from the get-go. But here is unique because it's challenging the authority of the medical establishment. We knew medicine was getting digital, but we didn't know it was going to get democratized.
And it's tremendously exciting because the next breakthroughs in wireless medicine are already flying into our lives with prototypes like this amazing defibrillator drone, designed to arrive faster than an ambulance can, making the difference between life and death when only minutes count. Meanwhile, for people like Annie and Terrence, it's possible an app a day can sometimes keep the doctor away, with wireless medicine sending a clear signal.
Is she on better?
Yeah.
About the ever-changing future of health.